We thank the Lord so much that we can meet together again this morning. My son called me by name. And I was happy. It's true that I have been here at the mission for quite a while. And I remember so many things that I experienced at that time. Let me just mention one example. Seeing as we are here at the auditorium, When I heard Reverend Stegan saying that he wants to build a church, there was an old tent that used to stand here at the back, blue and white. It was a metal pole, and we would ask each other, what's that metal pole for? And Reverend Stegan would say, no, he wants to build a church. And we trusted that it would happen because we knew Reverend Stegan like that. If he felt something on his heart that God wanted him to do, then it would happen. So I'm so grateful for this opportunity I have now.
La sasifundele incwadi.
Did we hear what was said earlier that we shouldn't be hasty to speak? And I almost felt as if that service could continue. Because we are so hasty to speak. We We even blaspheme when we speak. We even curse one another when we speak. And the Lord has said we should not be hasty to speak because He is in heaven and He sees what we do. So, seeing as we've prayed already, we will start reading from Deuteronomy chapter
28. Sibonile futhi okuningi ngoNkulunkulu ngomsebenzi wakhe wemission.
We have heard so much this week and seen so much about God and the work of the mission.
Eyamaketha ngayangibangela usizi. Lento sasiyibona ivideo.
That video of the girl who was enslaved really touched my heart.
Wasengathi imina ngazibona kuyimi ngingakaphenduki.
And I saw myself before I got converted.
Ngingakaphenduki kumkhonza uJesu Kristu.
Before I had received the Lord Jesus Christ,
ngangibe ngisigqila sika Satan.
I was a slave to the devil.
Ngiyakwazi ukugqilazeka.
I know what it means to be.
Angitshelwa ngakho ukuthi uma umuntu esigqila kusho ukuthini.
I have first-hand experience what it means to be enslaved.
Uyenze into noma ungasathandi ngoba uSathan uthanda uyenze.
Where you do something even though you don't no longer want to do it because Satan is driving you to do it.
Inhliziyo yami yaba nosizi.
So my heart was really grieved when I saw that story.
Sifunde kuqaleni. Deuteronomy 28 siqala ngeverse lokuqala sobona ukuthi sigcinaphi.
We'll start reading from Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1.
Kuya kuthi uma ulalela nokulalela izwi kaJehova uNkulunkulu wakho uqaphele ukuyenza yonke imiyalo yakhe. Engikuyala ngayo namhla uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho akuphumise akuphakamise phezu kwazo zonke izizwe zomhlaba.
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth.
Zonke lezi Busiso ziyakufika phezu kwakho zikufice uma ulalela izwi likaJehova uNkulunkulu wakho.
All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
Ufundiwe kuleli viki izahluka ezahlukahlukene.
This week, many portions of the Bible were touched upon. The many different speakers and preachers were guiding us and showing us how we should live for the Lord. Now, my friends, here Moses wrote the book of the law.
Israel, uyakuthumawulalela nokulalela imiyalo yami uyigcina kahle uNkulunkulu uyakuphakamisa.
Israel, if you fully obey the Lord your God, He will lift you up.
Akulethele izibusiso.
And he will bring blessing upon you.
Khona lezinto ezimbili.
So here are two things.
Khona ukulalela. lalela bese uyaligcina izwi likaNkulunkulu.
There is listening and hearing God's word and then keeping and obeying it.
Bese uNkulunkulu athatha isinyathelo uzokulethela isibusiso, akulethela izibusiso abese uyakuphakamisa.
And then God will take steps. He will lift you up and he will bless you.
Kube khona lokhu ke enhlizweni yami.
So this was on my heart.
Ukuthi basha sibone izinto eziningi ngevideo, sizokuningi ngabafundisi besifundisa.
Young people, we heard so much this week where we saw videos and we heard the preachers preaching to us and teaching us.
Manje sekulindelekile ukuba sesilalelile bese siyenza imiyalo nemithetho esizwile.
Now it is expected of us after we've heard that we will do what we have been taught.
Uma sesiwenzile lokho, uNkulunkulu uzosinika isibusiso.
If we have done that, God will bless us.
Kuzoba nesibusiso sizokulandela.
The blessing will follow us.
Kuzoba nesibusiso sizokulandela ngokulalela bese uyagcina imiyalo kaNkulunkulu.
Because you listen and keep God's commands, blessing will overtake you. In the past services that we've just had in our Bibles, somebody read from the book of Peter to us.
What to Petro? Magabongwe uNkulunkulu wabuye wasizala kabusha.
And Peter said, "Praise be to the Lord who has given us a new birth."
Manje ngathi enhlizweni yami inkulu leyo ndaba ukuphinda sizalwe kabusha.
That is such a wonderful matter, that new birth.
Uma singayo kulanda konke okukhulunyiwe kungasa.
If we were to recount everything that we've heard, it will dawn before we finish.
Isicelo sambasha. Gcina kahle imiyalo oyalwe ngayo.
So my plea to you young people is keep those things that you have been taught.
Bakhona ke nesabakhula khulile.
There are also some people amongst us that are a bit older.
Gcina kahle imiyalo. Unkulunkulu ngekaqamba manga. Unkulunkulu uzokwenza kushiloyo.
Keep what you have heard. God is not a liar. He will do as he has said.
Uma wenze njengokuba izwi lisho, kuzokwenzeka nakuwe. Sikubonile kuba mfundisi, siyakubona kusisomkhulu Antofozi.
God will keep what he has promised. We have seen that in the life of Reverend Stegan, and we have seen that in the life of Anto Mkhulu.
Ngifika kulelizwe la eKrugersdorp, angisiyo ngokuzalwa khona.
Now, I wasn't born in this area of Krugersdorp.
Ngafika muva nje.
I came here after, sometime after other people had already come.
Uba mfundisi evuka. Oh, 5 bamshayela engadini. Uma uphuma utubheka ngasekolishi kwakunengadi lapho ingadi yeklabishi nepinishi nokeloti nani ukuze silale dlile.
Reverend Stegan would wake up very early in the mornings. 5 o'clock would find him already working in the vegetable garden there where the college is standing now. Cabbages were planted and spinach and other vegetables.
Omunye ngisakhumbula nomuntu omkhulu nobaba Dube. owathi sas owa enkulumeni yakhe wathi besivuka ngephalishi silale ngephalishi ngahleka ngihle lapha yani.
These days somebody mentioned, I don't know if it was Baba Dube or Antomkhulu, that mentioned that they would have porridge in the morning for breakfast and again for supper, and as I was seated there I laughed to myself. Because when I got here, that was the situation. I remember it so clearly. Because porridge isn't particularly filling, it quickly leaves you feeling hungry again.
Uzoqhamuka isitambu mhlambe uphuthu neklabishi.
And for lunch we would have samp, putu and cabbage.
Ntambama iphalishi lelo buvuke ngalekuseni.
And supper time it would be that same porridge that you had for breakfast.
Okunye kwakho-ke mina okwangenza ukuthi nginamathelela kwasiza abantu.
One of the things that made me remain steadfast here at Kwasizabantu and not go anywhere. Because I thought to myself, when I got here, Jesus was here. I found him here.
Indlala enje. Indlala enje.
Such famine.
Is it so scalp and was the matumbako can?
Where your stomach desires food.
And
I said, I came here seeing Jesus and I want to see the conclusion of this matter. Now, my topic is blessing.
I can keep a jacket in the wardrobe.
This jacket that I'm wearing, I took it out of my wardrobe this morning. I don't know how many jackets I have in my
wardrobe.
Now, we don't believe because we want clothes to wear. We don't believe because we want to eat food. But we want to go to heaven and see Jesus. But these blessings that Moses is speaking of here are so many that you cannot keep them or hold them in your hand. They overflow.
Kodwa ziqhamuka uma ulalelile izwi kaNkulunkulu wase.
But these blessings come to you if you have heard God's word, listened and obeyed it, and kept his commands. Now you cannot say, I don't know which commandments I must follow and obey, because you have heard them, you have been told. You have been so clearly taught what God desires and what pleases him and what he is not pleased with. Let me just summarize it. Sin. God does not like. God separates himself from sin.
Yes.
Now, will you go from here and do those same sins? Will you abuse those same people and children that you used to abuse? Will you go from here and curse and blaspheme? Will you go back home and still be known as an immoral person just like before? Or will you go back having heard and then you will obey?
Ushutige.
Maybe you've been sitting here in church and heard everything that was said, but you do not keep God's commands.
Uverse 2, zonke lezi zibusiso ziyakufika phezu kwakho. Zikufike uma ulalela izwi likaJehova uNkulunkulu wakho.
All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
Uyakubusiswa emzini, ubusiswe nasentsimini.
You will be blessed in the country, in the city and blessed in the country.
Iyakubusiswa inzalo yesisu sakho, nesithelo somhlaba wakho, nenzalo yezilwane zakho. Nesanda sezinkomo zakho namazinyane ezimvu zakho.
The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks.
Uyakubusiswa ikoma lakho nomkhombe wakho oqova isinkwa.
Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed.
Kodwa lezi busiso ayisuki nje zikulandele. Ayisuki nje zikufuna ukuthi ungaphi.
Now these blessings don't just go looking out for you, where are you, and then follow you.
Zifuna lezi busiso wenze.
These blessings need you to do something first.
Ake sisho into esiyibonayo sonke.
Let me make a common example.
Noma besingaze siyibona abanye.
Here at the mission, we have a bakery. Is there somebody here who hadn't received bread in the morning? Just bread? What I'm trying to explain is that all of us here receive bread in the mornings from the bakery at the mission. And we don't know where it comes from, we don't know who bakes it, but we all get it. This is a blessing that comes from God to people that obey Him. I have a card. It's quite expensive to go and buy bread. Bread is so common here at the mission. We eat it so easily, but when I need to go and buy it, I really have to think twice. How many people am I buying for? Sure, I can't just buy one loaf or two. I have to buy. And how much money am I going to spend? So when I go home, sometimes I take an Aquele box, those big ones, and then I go to the shop and buy bread. And so that there will be enough bread at home until I come back. Bread is... In our rural areas, bread is so expensive. And then I often go and peep there in the cardboard box. Oh yes, there's still a few loaves here. And so there's bread for all the time that I'm there at home, and it only gets finished once I come back here.
Si uzazile. Asinqamuki.
But God's blessings that he gives are amazing. They just keep coming. They don't stop coming.
La ngoba sefesi 1.
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1,
verse 3.
Perhaps I should have started with this chapter. Because this is the best blessing of them all. Young people, if you desire blessing, accept Jesus. If you want to be blessed, accept Christ. Young people, do you want to be blessed and have ample blessing? Then believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Let's pin the food. Ephesians 1:3.
Let's read it again from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3.
Makabongwe uNkulunkulu wise wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu osibusisile ezulwini kuKristu ngesibusiso sonke sokomoya.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Siyayeka ke manje izibusiso eziphathekayo, izibusiso ezibonwa ngamehlo.
Let's put aside now the physical blessings that we can see with our eyes.
Ngoba njoba sila omunye ufisa ukuba nekube lihle linamasabsite linamasabhapha. Bawaza basabhapha. Ngaphezu kwesubsidi.
Imoto ko.
Indlu.
Okay, some people have desires. They want big mansions for themselves.
And you
want to live in a suburb and have a car that purrs as it drives. So let's put all those ideas aside. So let's look for a moment at this blessing that the Apostle Paul expounds to us. He says, praise be to God. Praise be to God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and that blessing is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now just gather your thoughts and gather your thoughts and hear what the Bible is saying to you. The complete blessing that we can get is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is complete. God in heaven thought carefully about what he could do for man. And so God brought Jesus to us. Jesus died for us. And he rose again.
wabona abantu abaningi.
And many people saw him.
Wakhushulela ezulwini esenqobile.
He ascended to heaven as a victor.
Esifele ukuthi asithethelele izono.
He died so that he could forgive us our sin.
UNkulunkulu wamlethela ukuthi azosihlanza, asigeze lobu bubi.
Jesus died so that he could wash us from our evil.
Engukele.
Let me tell you this.
Babekhona abantu abadala abangijwayele bayangazi ukuthi se bangazi ngihleka. Ngijabule.
There are some older people amongst you who might know that I'm a very happy person. I always enjoy life and smile. But before this, if I didn't feel like greeting someone, I wouldn't even say hello. At home, they used to scold me and say, if somebody comes to our home, you need to greet them. I would ask, well, if I've greeted them, what will I get for it? I was so proud. And I was haughty. I was so self-conscious. I didn't see a problem if I didn't greet you, so what? Why must I even bother to say... Why must I even say hello to you and never mind asking you about how you are? Must I even go so far as to ask you if you're fine? What will I gain from that?
Kodwa ubaba osezulwini uJehova wangibuka wangibona.
But God in heaven looked down and saw me.
Ukuthi khona isidingo esikhulu kule ntombazana.
He saw that this young girl has a desperate need.
Kukhona isidingo esikhulu sokuthi ikhululeke.
She needs to be set free.
Kukhona isidingo esikhulu ukuthi uJesu ayikhulule.
Jesus needs to set her free.
Ngafika ke le mission.
So when I came here to the mission, I slept in the ward in one of the corner beds. And Jesus came there and he set me free. How did he set me free? He expelled the demons that were in me.
Amandiki, amandawa, izizwe.
That's a list of all the different types of demons that were expelled from me. After that, when I would look at someone, as I'm looking at the person next to me, I would see them as a person who has value. Things changed, and I noticed other people as being more important than myself. No matter who they were, I felt a love in my heart for them. Because God had brought this blessing to me. The blessing that surpasses all other blessings and that the blessing of receiving Jesus and keeping his commandments. Have you done it? Have you received this blessing? There in Deuteronomy, the first part that we read, if you carry on reading in verse 15, we read about the curses. Don't take curses upon yourself.
Musa, ungazifiseli ukuthatha iqalekiso mntanam.
Don't wish curses upon yourself, my dear child. Young person, accept these blessings of God which are in Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than anything else. The blood of Jesus is everything. I say this because I know other types of blood. I used to sacrifice them. Chicken, blood. White and black chickens. There in the ward when I was set free from a specific type of demon.
Sorry,
I don't know how to translate that. There was a container that was put in front of me. And there was red soil in it. I think these were rituals where they would spread this earth on themselves. And then they would catch a chicken. These were the rituals where that we would cut off the toes of this chicken. And then its blood would be dripped into this container. Then it would be sprinkled on our head. So that's why I say I know what it is to be a slave. But on the day that I received this blessing, which is Jesus Christ, I was set free from all those things. Don't you desire to take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Don't you want Jesus to be everything for you? When I accepted Jesus, I forsook everything and I didn't look back. No matter what comes my way, I'm not going back because I look ahead to the Lord Jesus Christ. I will never serve any other God except the Lord Jesus Christ. I will no longer trust any other God except Jesus. Even though I have to suffer, I will not go back. Here is this blessing that Paul
saw.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In love, he chose us before him, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go and live with the Lord Jesus?
That is for says.
Then take this blessing, accept it.
Do
you want to go and
that is for says.
Live in heaven with the Heavenly Father? Then accept the blessing which is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a blessing that doesn't change. It is an everlasting blessing.
Unaso?
Do you have it?
Magabongu nkulunkulu. Inkozo zethu zisho njalo.
Praise be to God. This is the theme of our youth conference. We thank God for what He has done. We started the youth conference. I'm not that old. I still remember when it started. In the year 1975, the tent came to our area.
Ngaleso sikhathi ngangiyibhinqa lelele isayo futhi.
At that time, I was still very traditional, even in my clothing.
Ngangilele delelayo.
I was a very disobedient and cheeky child.
Wangihawukela uJesu.
But Jesus was merciful to me.
Babephume ekhaya bethi khona abafundisi abafikile esitolo benkonzweni ngo-7 ethendeni ngithi hambani nekota basuka tabadilika welani kithi.
At that time people came to my house and said there are preachers that have a tent outside the shop, we must go and to the service at 7 o'clock. Then I said, oh well, you can go, I'm not interested at all.
UJesu ehlakaniphile.
But Jesus, in his wisdom, had mercy on me, a sinner. I didn't hear an audible voice, but I felt in my heart, well, let me just go in and look what's happening there with those preachers that have come. So after supper, I also had bath. It was time for the service. They would announce it over the loudspeaker saying, come to the tent, it's service time. When I got there and heard the preaching, they preached. And then an interesting idea came to my mind. And at that time, I didn't realize it was the Lord Jesus that was looking for me. So when I heard about confession of sin, I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to go to that white person. They don't have any idea what our sins are as black people. So when I got to him, I looked him in the eyes. You can think you're the biggest, greatest person, but actually, brethren, we are nothing. That is when I was caught. And I mentioned my sins as if I was so proud about them.
1, 2, 3.
I saw myself as such an important person and I was so proud about these things that I had done. But Jesus was there waiting for me.
Say, Fitana 12.
And when it was 12 o'clock, things came together. And I was caught. Now we are speaking about blessing and thanking God. My question to you young people, I believe all of you attended the services. I don't think some of you were hiding. I think you were all here.
usithathile na lesi sibusiso singuKristu.
Have you accepted this blessing, which is the Lord Jesus Christ?
Usigcine kahle yini enhlizweni yakho lesi sibusiso?
Have you kept it in your heart, this blessing?
Lesi sibusiso singunaphakade.
This blessing, which is eternal.
Lesi sibusiso singuKristu.
This blessing, which is Christ.
Asihlelwanga obamkhulu bethu nogogo bethu noma bethu.
It was a blessing that was not given to us by our parents and ancestors.
Kodwa sisiphiwa ngesihle uNkulunkulu.
But we have received it by grace from God Himself.
uNkulunkulu sibuka wasibona ukuthi hayizoni lesi.
God saw us and He saw that we were sinners.
USathane ubangcolisile abantu bami.
He saw that Satan has defiled my people.
Angize nesibusiso.
So let me bring them a blessing.
Futhi kuthiwa uza naso sonke.
And we read that he comes with the whole blessing.
Khona okunye ngaphandle kaJesu.
Is there anything we need besides for Jesus?
Uyabona ungaphendukanga manje.
If you didn't repent now, come to the Lord Jesus and tell him that your heart is evil and that you haven't repented. Even after receiving so much instruction about Jesus, can't you do that?
UJesu Kristu kuphela. Senikhathele bafana.
We only need Jesus. Have you accepted him, boys?
Kahlembu. Ningathi angiqale phansi. Ngakwenza nalokho.
If you want me to, I can start my sermon all over again.
Naphucana isibusiso.
You are robbing each other of a blessing.
Makabonge uNkulunkulu.
A thanks be to God who gave us this youth conference. Praise be to God. Where would we have been had it not been for this? That he uses his children. That the gospel spread until it got to me as well. Where it was explained to us what God desires. God wants us to do what is right. God wants us to do what is right. God doesn't want us to sin. He doesn't want us to be people that are constantly fighting. Should I give you my testimony? Something else that comes to my mind. I really enjoyed fighting. When we would go to some celebrations as girls, afterwards, when we left, what would come to me at that time would be to pitch people against each other. And choose two people that I would want them to fight against each other. But the day I repented, I realized that I was a sinner.
Futhi uma seshayana intokazi ngizoba isibheva. Angithi uyangibona ngifishane. Ngizoba isibheva. Ukuthi akusondeli muntu la akusiyimpi yamagwala le kufanele bashayane badelisane.
And once I got two people to fight, these two girls to fight each other, then as short as I was, I would be the one that stopped anyone from interfering. And I would say, no, let them fight this thing out. Isn't that a terrible thing to do? And when I had started this fight, I didn't want all the people to come and interfere with this fight. Haven't you been doing that at school? That a war breaks out because of you, and people beat each other up and curse each other. There are so many sins that Jesus has come to set us free from.
May
the Lord bless, or thanks be to God for bringing us these services through Aunt Omkulu and his children. So that is what I wanted to share with you. If you fully obey the word of the Lord and keep his commands, blessing will overtake you and follow you. And the Lord will lift you up above the nations. Praise be to the Lord who gives us the blessing in Christ Jesus. At the beginning, I mentioned that Peter wrote, "Praise be to God who has given us a new birth." Maybe that is difficult for you to grasp. It's language like Nicodemus couldn't understand
it.
A new birth means your life changes completely. You are transformed. That you are no longer that person that you used to be before. Perhaps you know what it means to drink until you drop down where you were drinking. But once you've received this blessing, if you drink, you will feel uncomfortable, you'll vomit it out. Perhaps you've been using sniff. But today, get rid of that. Will you go back with your bag of tobacco when you go home? Will you go back and buy those drugs that you used before? There are these drugs that you take that make you laugh at nothing. You know what that drug is? When people take this drug, they hallucinate and they just keep laughing at what they're seeing and they imagine they're in America. Will you go back home and go back to that drug? Haven't you received this blessing? You're sitting here craving your drugs. The whole week you've been here, are you still craving for those drugs? Haven't you received this blessing? And as I close, I plead with you.
Unkulunkulu siphe sonke, sonke, thina bantu. Futhi ezulwini usithathe sonke isibusiso wasilethela thina emhlabeni.
God has given us, all of us here, this blessing, which is a complete blessing from heaven.
Singakhuluma kudlukilanga.
So we can speak until the sun sets.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu ma.
Thank you so much, ma.
Then when those disciples were with the Lord Jesus, there was a voice.
Ngaleso sikhathi laba bafundi babehleli nenkosi kwakukhona iphimbe lakhuluma.
Where God said from heaven, "This is my son. Listen to him."
Lapho uNkulunkulu esezulwini wakhuluma wathi indodana yami lena izweni.
God has spoken to us. The Lord Jesus has spoken to us even now.
UNkulunkulu usekhulumile nathi ngisho namanje.
And especially now.
Kakhulu manje.
And this is what God is telling us.
Nakho uNkulunkulu asitshena khona.
Now listen to it.
Kulaleleni.
There is no, our mother has wonderfully explained to us that the most wonderful blessing is to receive Christ.
Manje uma wethu usesixoxele kahle esichazela kahle ngesibusiso esiphiwe sona.
Our mother has explained it in a way that we can relate and in a way that was easily understandable.
Uma usichazele kahle ngendlela futhi ezwakalayo noma bani uyaqonda.
That you don't even want to greet the next person.
Ukuba wena awufisi nje ngisho ukubingelela umuntu.
But then that wonderful blessing came in where Jesus changed our mother's life.
Kodwa lapho lesi sibusiso esiyisimanga esinguJesu Kristu sesingena enhlizweni yakhe sayishintsha impilo yakhe.
That was the greatest blessing to receive Christ.
Isona isibusiso esikhulu ngaphezu kwazo zonke isibusiso esinguJesu Kristu.
This is my son. Do as he says God the Father.
Indodana yami lena lalela yenza lokhu ekushoyo usho uNkulunkulu Baba esezulwini.
Is this the day that you are going to receive that blessing? Are you going to stay behind and ask that Christ becomes your greatest blessing?
Wena kwangabe ilona usuku lwakho yini lolu usuku olukhulu lapho uzokwamukela lesi sibusiso esikhulu esinguJesu Kristu angene enhlizweni yakho usale la ulungise indaba yakho noJesu Kristu.
You can stay behind and ask somebody, speak to somebody, ask them, let them help you to meet Christ. This is my son. Listen to him.
Ungasala lana usale ucele ukuba usizwe ukuba uvume izono zakho uziveze zonke njengoba zinjalo ucele umkhuleko ukuba uJesu Kristu angene nawe enhlizweni yakho akusize.
Is this the day that you're going to receive the greatest blessing you can ever receive?
Yilo yini usuku lapho nawe uzothola lesi sibusiso esikulu esinguJesu Kristu na?
Shall we pray together?
Cela sithandaze.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that we could hear you speaking to us.
Nkosi Jesu, siyabonga kakhulu ukuba silithole lelithuba ukuba sizwe wena ukhuluma nathi.
What a wonderful privilege that there were those whom you chose to reveal yourself to.
Kuyinhlanhla engakanani Nkosi ukuba bakhona Nkosi obakhethile ukuba wena uzambule kibona.
And I am thankful, Lord, that you chose us in this auditorium and those listening. You chose us that we might hear you speaking to us.
Siyabonga kakhulu Nkosi ukuba usikhethile sonke thina sila kule nkonzo nabalalele ngendlela ezahlukene ukuba wena Nkosi usiphe izwi lakho.
Thank you, Lord, for what you have shown us and what you have taught us through your servant.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu wethu ngalokho osusivezele khona, uwasipha khona ngomntwana wakho.
Thank you that we can be taught by those who have had a real meeting with you.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba sikwazi ukufundiswa, sikwazi ukuba sisizwe, sikhonjise indlela, ibona abantwana bakho abayihambile indlela.
Thank you that we could hear from your servant who has walked this way with you for many years and that can encourage us to start walking the road with you.
Sibonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu wethu ukuba ukhulume nathi ngencekukazi yakho esihambile nawe iminyaka eminingi.
And so we pray, Lord, that as we part now that you would be with us and keep us.
Siyacela ke Nkosi namanje ukuba usigcine usize futhi.
And thank you for keeping us even while we were in the service.
Siyabonga futhi Nkosi ukuba usigcinile futhi nakuyona le nkonzo.
We bring you all the honor and the glory that belongs to you.
Sibuyisela kuwe Nkosi udumo nenkazimulo ekufanele.
Amen.